love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Over the last few weeks, we've very much enjoyed hearing the stories of Chris's life, but this is the last 24 years at the tap end of 2011. I presume we'll continue it in 2012? I think we should. We've got loads of stories yet to go.
We continuing?
I think we should.
Wow.
And we haven't got to any involving me yet. I will have to vet those before, because there have been some times.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve. You're listening to Radio 1. You might be driving home for Christmas. You might be wrapping presents up and putting them under the tree. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this special festive edition of 24 Years at the Tap End from Chris's autobiography.
It's the, yeah, you're right, it's the Christmas special.
Yeah, I just
this
said
one.
That. Yeah.
Ready?
Ready.
My 20th year at the Tap End.
Go.
It was the night before Christmas. Literally, it was Christmas Eve. Me, Ollie Butler, Chinese Dave, Webbo, Dougsy, Johan, Chazza, Chango and Jono were out to celebrate Christmas Eve in style. Like always with our group, though, we had failed to plan ahead, which meant that the options of where to go were restricted. Anywhere with a decent party was ticket only, and our group generally objected to paying to get into pubs. So like most nights, the plan was to go to the Misty Moons in Northwood.
It's always there. It's the same group of lads in the same pub.
It's the default option, basically, on nights out.
I do like it, though. It's like, because it's Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, a pub that you go into all the rest of the year, which is absolutely fine and no one on the door, is suddenly like, £20, please.
Yeah.
Get lost.
Rip off. All the same, I was looking forward to it. I donned a Christmas jumper and comedy antlers and made the journey to Northwood. I was in a festive mood, and passing everyone on the bus, all in Christmas wear, as they headed off to Christmas parties, only made me more hyped for Christmas. I walked through the doors of Misty Moons and stood there. It was rubbish. There wasn't even a tree. There was literally nothing different to any other night. A couple of old guys propped up the bar, and my group of mates sat there in the middle of the room. They'd pushed two tables together, and were all just sitting there staring up at the TV. It couldn't have been more of a letdown.
What was on TV?
Oh, same old guff that's on Christmas Eve.
Was it one of those list shows?
Oh, probably, yeah, it's probably one of those ones you're on. Even Jono just sat there reading the paper. We sat there, all in a row, just staring at the screens. We had invited a couple of girls that we knew along, and around 10 o'clock they turned up. It's always awkward when the girls turn up to meet our group, as everyone has got to kiss everyone. The girls turn up and walk around the table kissing each one of the boys. It's long. And the same when they leave. Also, one of the girls doesn't just do the normal cheek kissing thing. Whenever she arrives, I lean in for a cheek kiss, but she goes straight for the lips.
Wow.
Not by mistake. It happens all the time. And with all the lads. It's always awkward in front of girlfriends, but also, if there were girls in the pub and I was single, it rules you out as people assume she's your girlfriend. No one has ever told her.
Tell her!
It's just awkward, though, because you know after she's done that for, like, for a few years now, don't think anyone... I just accept it. I just try and get it done with as quickly as possible.
What's her name?
I'm not saying that.
Well, I could tell her now.
No, I think she needs to be told. No, I don't think we should do that.
No, I think you're wrong.
No, because she's probably listening.
That's okay.
Not someone will tell her. Well, we can't do that.
Oh. I'm not being funny, Chris. It probably isn't that hard to work out if she's listening.
She knows what she does.
Oh, good point, yeah.
You're telling a story about Christmas Eve 4 years ago with a girl that goes in for a mouth kiss in Misty Moons. It's narrowed it down a bit.
Well, I hope she's not listening.
Whatever her name is. What is her name again?
Hannah.
Excellent. Move on.
We couldn't even keep hold of those girls that night, and I couldn't blame them for leaving. The night was heading to be a washout, so I decided to try and make things a bit more festive. I asked the man behind the bar to turn on the Christmas music. It was nearly midnight, and I thought the least we could do to seeing Christmas was sing along to a bit of Mariah Carey or something. I tried to motivate everyone, but no one was really happy. I even did the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No one else was really bothered. I shouted, "It's Christmas!" as the barman played heavy dance music. He couldn't find the right channel, and Jono turned the pages of his newspaper.
When you say you shouted, "It's Christmas," I think you probably did it louder than that.
Yeah, what I've done is I've written it in the book, but reading it like this, it's kind of awkward. I can't do it how I actually did it.
Well, I think you can.
Well, I can't, because then I had a few drinks and sort of was more up for it.
Just give us a general idea.
Well, it's a bit like your Blee Friday. You can't just do that on demand.
Yeah, lean back.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is awkward. Do I do this now?
Hmm.
I can't do it. I can't. I don't think I can do it.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I just can't.
Have you lost it? You lost your mojo. What's it? What is it?
It's weird. I've lost my bark. It's what? Like I can't do this. Like,
why?
I don't know if I've got the confidence to just sort of lean
it's
back.
It's fine.
In.
We're friends. Come on.
All right.
Go.
It's Christmas. See, yeah. This is awkward now.
Yeah, that wasn't so hard, was it?
It came to kicking out time, so we decided to head back to Butler's garage for a few drinks. Although he calls himself Sir Dosser, he lives with his parents in quite a nice house, which is actually called Bel Air.
Are you serious?
This is true. The garage was basically his, with a dartboard and snooker table. Most of our nights, we would walk home from Watford and chill in his garage. We were on our way to do this when we passed a construction site, and someone thought it'd be funny to steal Butler's hat and throw it up over the wall of the half-built house. He obviously wasn't happy about this, but climbed over the wall to get it. By horrible coincidence, a police car went past at the same time, and they shouted at Butler to climb down from the wall. They didn't have much sympathy for Butler, who was shouting about getting his hat back. He was a bit worse for wear and clumsy at the best of times, and he took a tumble in front of one of the officers. They threatened to arrest him for drunk and disorderly, but we managed to talk them out of it. It was Christmas, so it would have been harsh. But as they took his address down, and he told them he lived in Bel Air, they thought he was being cheeky. Didn't believe him, and took him off to the police station.
Oh, no.
It was a disaster. We were man down.
This is awful.
But he genuinely does live in Bel Air. They just thought...
Bel Air is it, son?
He didn't do any jokes about being the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
No, but...
Right, because that would have sent me off if I was a copper.
I went through a phase of calling myself the Fresh Prince of Pin Air.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Which I used to think was hilarious. Yeah. And I'd do the whole rhyme to, you know...
Oh, yeah, so let's hear that.
Doing it up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "You're home, know you later. Look to my kingdom, I was finally there. Something else, I'm the Prince of Pin Air." Something like that, wasn't it? We did a U-turn and began to walk home. But just when I thought the night was a total disaster, a bit of Christmas magic sprinkled in our direction. Regal Kebabs, open sign, shone bright in the distance. Putting my arm round Dougsy's shoulder, we walked to Regal's and enjoyed a Christmas Eve kebab, a tradition that to this day we enjoy every Christmas.
There's nothing more festive than a bit of doner meat, is there?
No. It hadn't been the best Christmas Eve, but as I sat there eating my lamb doner and chips, I looked around. It was Christmas, and I sat there with most of my best mates around me. And as Jono ate his burger and Chango passed me the chilli sauce, I thought to myself, this is what it's all about. Merry Christmas.